streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
On this vote, the yeas are 366. The nays, 34, one member voting present.
That's the bill averting a government shutdown passing in the wee hours of this morning, and President Biden just signed it within the hour. The House overwhelmingly approved it with a bipartisan coalition, and then it passed the Senate. It provides billions of dollars in disaster relief and $10 billion in assistance for farmers. You may be sitting in your car or crammed into one of the terminals at one of the nation's airports, but your holiday travel fun is far from over. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
AAA expects Sunday will be the busiest on the roads, just as the East Coast is hit with an Arctic blast. An estimated 107 million will be driving for the holidays.
The airports are going to stay busy until at least January 6th, but the airlines expect Sunday to be among the busiest. In fact, at American Airlines, at one point Sunday afternoon, they'll have nearly 1,100 flights in the air simultaneously. They say that is their peak of the peak.
In Brazil, more than 30 people are dead after a bus collided with a truck, causing a fiery crash. 13 passengers were rescued from the bus. In Germany, prosecutors are expected to charge the suspect who drove a car into a Christmas market, killing at least 5 people, with murder. President Biden calls the attack despicable. CBS's Anna Norris-Kievich reports.
This morning, the devastation is evident. Scattered shoes, torn clothing, and personal belongings are still being cleared. Nearby, people have begun laying flowers and lighting candles at a growing memorial to honor the victims. These poignant gestures reflect a city and a nation grappling with heartbreak.
Starbucks workers are striking in Chicago, Los Angeles, and Seattle. KNX reporter John Baird.
The barista's 5-day walkout is aimed at hitting Starbucks at one of the busiest times of the year. A union rep says the company hasn't made any movement toward an agreement in the last 2 negotiating sessions, and a barista who works in an L.A. store hinted that the walkout could be extended.
It's about how the company responds to these actions.
Starbucks claims the baristas make an average of $18 an hour and up to $30 an hour when you factor in benefits, and says the union ended contract talks prematurely. John Baird for CBS News, Burbank, California.
Health officials are warning that flu cases are spiking around the nation right now. The CDC says 13 states reported very high levels of flu last week. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Have you ever heard of a marten? Not Martin the person, but Martin the animal. It's Wisconsin's only state endangered mammal. And now there are new efforts to protect its population. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
The Federal Department of the Interior has awarded the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission more than $800,000 for recovery efforts for American martens. Jonathan Pauly is a professor of forest and wildlife ecology at UW-Madison. He says silvicultural practices and logging within local national forests altered martens' preferred habitats.
This work is really trying to understand how do we manage habitat in a meaningful way on these working landscapes to increase marten habitat and connectivity of these different subpopulations to ensure martens are here for the foreseeable future.
Pauly says the grant money will bring together a diverse group of folks from the federal, state, tribal, and academic levels over 4 years. They'll create a forest management proposal with recommended habitat improvements for marten recovery in Wisconsin. Pauly says martens play important cultural, economic, and ecological roles, including the ability, as predators, to keep rodent populations at bay, and are culturally significant to the Ojibwe or Chippewa people.
They actually live and hunt underneath that snowpack. that they can slink in and out from underneath the snow, where they can hunt all the mice that are living underneath the snow and then pop up out of the snowbank. And they have big feet, like snowshoe hares almost, where they can surf on top of the snow.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today with highs in the mid-20s, mostly cloudy tonight, 15, partly sunny and 32 on your Sunday. For Sunday night, clouds and 31. Chance of rain and snow on Monday with a high near 40 degrees. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and a high of 37.
It's 14 at our studios.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political consultant Joe Sopecki joins us in another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, folks, welcome to the Cripescast. This is a best of 2024 episode, and we got some funny bits in here, some fun stuff, and I want to thank you all for listening through the course of this year. I hope you have all had a wonderful year. I hope 2025 is going to be amazing for you. We're going to take a little break between now. We're coming back and we'll see you in 2025. So everybody, Merry Christmas. Happy all the holidays and Happy New Year. And hope you come up with a New Year's resolution. And hopefully you've already broken it by the time you hear our next episode. That's my hope for all of us. Okay, because who really wants a New Year's resolution? If we wanted the resolution, we would have just done it before New Year's, you know? Like, I've already broken my New Year's resolution. I can tell you that. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It was to quit drinking. I can tell you I didn't do that. Okay? And that's okay. And I want to let you know that I see all of you. All right? So, real good. Anyways, I do also want to let you guys know that I'm going to be on tour. So, if you have any last minute Christmas gifts you want to get, Cincinnati, Akron, Ohio, Royal Oak, Michigan, Albany, New York, Red Bank, New Jersey. Going to go see some drones. Lexington, Kentucky, and so much more. We'll see you guys on the road. And also, we are still raising money for Doctors Without Borders. Check them out, doctorswithoutborders.org. Follow at Doctors Without Borders. And yeah, before we get to this best of episode, I just want to thank you all so much for listening and for just staying with us here at the Cripescast. I love you guys so much. And thank you for being part of this journey. And we're going to be back in the new year with a whole new set of episodes. So get excited. We're already recording them. All right. So it's time to jump into the best Cripescast moments of 2024, starting with part of my conversation with my good friends and collaborators, Kim and Penn Holderness from episode 187. You guys, what's the couple origin story?
I saw him in a bar. He was doing the worm. And I was like, back off, ladies. That man is mine.
Dang.
He is mine. Yeah, that Dang. Was it. I just put my claws into him.
Really?
And yeah, still, he had no choice.
The worm got you?
The worm. Are you kidding me? He was in the middle of this trendy nightclub. And he was on the stage doing the worm. I was like, that's, I mean, I'm sorry. Like the other guys are like dressed really nice with their hair gel. I don't know how he got up there either, but I walked in. It was a little more nuanced than that because he was dating somebody and I think I was dating somebody. And it was months later that we connected, but I knew, I'm like, that's him. That's so weird that he's just right there. He doesn't even know it yet. So that's how I remember it.
And Penn, do you remember meeting Kim that night?
I think that's probably one of the first times we spoke. But I knew who she was. She was a news reporter. And the first time I saw her on television, I was like, oh my God, it's her. And it's because I'd seen her. This is crazy. I'd seen her a year before that walking on a sideline of a Florida football game. And, she walked by me and I got like whiplash. She was with, your boyfriend at the time, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. So, and I was like holding a camera, like a, you know, a peon, like running back. If you do
college, if you hold a camera, you're a very important person, by the way. It's a very hard job.
It is.
I was told that I was a peon. I'm so glad I did it for decades because it made me better at the job I currently have.
It's a hard job.
But, but yeah, so I was, well, you had someone holding your camera for you. and I was holding my camera for myself. Anyway, you walk past me and you've walked by and I'm like, that's the prettiest human I've ever seen in my life. And like when someone like that walks past you, you remember that. And so then I saw on TV, just like I was looking up, because when you're at a TV station, they put all of the competitors' televisions like all next to you once the show starts, so you can find out what everybody else is leading with. You remember this, Charlie?
I you're giving me PTSN.
Right. PTND,
post-traumatic news disorder.
Yeah, oh my gosh. That's a very hyper-specific sketch you should write. Anyway.
I know.
I didn't know if I'd ever run into her because I was a sports person and she was a news person, but then we did run into each other and that was nice. I'm glad that the first impression you had of me was that, I guess, doing the work.
So sweet.
What was the first date?
Well, to be really honest, because we worked these weird hours and we were both out of relationships, we decided it was best that we talk on the phone before going on a date. So for about a couple months, we just talked on the phone every night for like 3 hours, like we were in 1986.
Really?
And yeah. And so by the time we went on our first date, it was like, oh, I guess we're going to get married now. So,
yeah. So I think we might have like,
What's going on here? Are you guys?
I think we may have like.
You guys are buffering. You're couple buffering.
Okay,
right
am I
now.
Wrong?
Whatever she here. Doesn't want you to say, I'm interested.
I think
in
our
that.
First kiss was before our first date.
Yes.
More confused now than I was before.
So I cannot say anything else.
Where did the first kiss take place?
On the mouth.
What was the location?
We could like listen. I'm going to explain this to people, and they're going to be okay with this, okay? Because the only time we could see each other was after 12 o'clock at night. That was the only time because we were working, right? There were no other options. I think we had different like scheduled hours. Like I think I had to work Saturdays and Sundays because I was in sports. So there were no opportunities to have a date. But people would like all the people in the news would go to like a bar somewhere at 12 o'clock and hope that they can spend 2 hours before they go to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was a crazy existence. One that we live the opposite of right now. We're in bed by 8 o'clock on some nights, like reading, because that's just a lot of fun. I know, Charlie. I know.
No, I mean, you got to start the bedtime process early.
You have to.
It's a multi-hour process.
Right. So there was a night that I lived in Lake Mary, and I sort of like.
It's in Central Florida. It's about like 30 minutes from downtown.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass to get home from. So when I go out, I either didn't drink or I would leave my car and like crash with a buddy. Mm-hmm. Which both of those things were frequent. And so Kim, like, and her friend Cynthia, I was like friends with them. And we went to a bar and they're like, don't drive home, just crash at our place. So I slept on the couch.
He slept on the couch.
Downstairs. But then we had like a Notting Hill moment. I don't know if you saw that movie.
Well, my memory.
Well, no, we just had a moment where we like made out on the stairs in my apartment, but then we slept in separate places.
Did we? Okay. I guess so.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess I just went back downstairs and stayed on the couch.
Yeah.
Darn it.
No, I believe all of that.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
That's what happened. And then fast forward and oh my gosh, here we are today.
You know? You're like a little embarrassed right now, aren't you?
No, I just wanted
what it seems as though is that Kim is Penn, your PR person right now, standing, making sure you don't say anything that's going to jeopardize the future of the movie. You know, that's what this feels like. That's the energy. Yeah.
I would say potentially that like we were in our 20s when we first met, and it's okay to
kiss.
On the mouth.
No babies were made. Then we had a date like a few days later. Or a few, like I got some time off at work and we went on a date, and I bought a shirt for it. I don't think I ever wore it again. I don't know how to dress, period.
I think you're a very snazzy dresser, Maestro. Kim.
I have to buy all this clothes for him.
All right, and here's part of my conversation with Mary Mack from episode 189.
I got a little game to play with you. Do you want to play it here quick?
Yeah.
So this is called Florida versus Northwoods. Okay, so I'm going to rattle off some headlines, and you got to decide whether the news came from the Northwoods or whether it came from Florida. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, God, this is going to be hard to tell them apart. I just know it right now.
Patron charged with Subway sandwich battery. Patron charged with Subway sandwich January, upset that his sandwich had not been sliced into pieces. A Subway customer allegedly threw the offending hero at a store clerk, striking her with the grub, according to police, who yesterday arrested the man for battery. Where do you think that took place? Wow. Huh?
Well, if it happened in northern Wisconsin, it was by somebody who wasn't from there. I'll give you that much. My mom couldn't even. I took her for the first time. She couldn't even believe they cut the sandwich for you. That's a privilege.
Oh,
so
your mom was very impressed by the Subway.
Oh my God! Yeah, that's a whole long bit too. It was the best dining experience she's ever had in her life. The Subway attached to the St. Croix Falls Walmart. It was, she couldn't even, it was so, I'm going to say Florida. My answer is Florida, because I hope to God that person didn't happen in northern Wisconsin. It would be so embarrassing.
It would be embarrassing. You're absolutely correct. It was Stuart, Florida. And of course, that would be very un-Midwest to throw a Sammy at someone.
Yep.
You know, if anything, if you were really to get serious about in the Midwest, you'd be like, you know, if you don't mind, you know, and seriously, if it's not too much trouble and you got the time, I asked for some meat in this sandwich and you just put jalapenos in it. So I'm hoping I could get some meat if you have time.
If you have time. Right. That's right. And I was right, wasn't I? Because you know what? That's Florida money. People who think they're entitled to a cut sandwich. That's like, you're lucky to get a sandwich. There's like two Subway. There's probably like three Subways tops north of eight. And you know what? Yeah. You're just lucky they're there. And so you're lucky they're using some sort of refrigeration system. So I got it. I nailed it. Thank you.
Next headline. City bands together to preserve viral rat hole.
Whoa. I didn't. Gosh. Rat hole.
Rat hole.
I was going to say Florida.
Yeah, see, this is a trick one now.
It is.
Because I said up north and I made it Northwoods, and this actually is from Chicago. So I don't know if that's a trick one or I just didn't fully explain that the game could come from anywhere in the Midwest. Here's the game. The game is Midwest versus Florida headlines.
Okay, this changes things now. This changes things. Okay,
yeah.
Well, I didn't know because I was like, I've never seen a rat up north. But okay, let's start again. Now I'll change my mindset. I want to count the first one, but not the second one.
Man sues Duncan over toilet explosion that he says left him filthy and injured.
Oh, dear. Wow.
Midwest or Florida?
Would you give me a hint about what year did this happen?
Oh, yes. Yep. You can ask for a hint. This happened in 2023, the year of our Lord.
Oh,
that's tough.
Yep. 2022, actually. 2022. Sorry.
I feel like that's a Florida thing.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yep. You're right. Yep. Oh. Florida man sues Duncan over toilet explosion. He says left him filthy and injured. The Flagler County man is suing Duncan after he suffered a toilet explosion 2 years ago. So he waited a little while, wow, but really the situation. Waited. Yeah. Bathroom exploded. Human feces urine went all over him. And anyways, it was a no go. Yeah. There was a problem with the toilet due to, quote, prior incidents. So
it wasn't me. It was prior incidents that clogged this job, right. Not me.
Man throws beer can, fires AR-15 rifle after being upset by drivers speeding in his neighborhood.
That could happen either place.
Sure could.
I'm going to say Florida again. I'm just going to say Florida again.
Yep. Your instinct is absolutely correct. Yeah. That's how that happened. Now I know what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. This could, and the picture, I wish I could show you. I mean, actually the picture could have been Florida or the Northwoods too, but a Polk County man, he's facing felony charges after investigators say his temper raced as a vehicle sped past his house. So a vehicle sped by and he got all pissy about it. Confronted the driver. Yeah, I confronted him about going too fast. And that's when, according to the sheriff, he said he was going to get his AR-15 rifle. And would you know it, he actually did. And they got some ring footage of him. Whoa. And I don't really get the AR-15 thing. I don't know why people think that that's a cool gun. Like, if you can't hit it the first time, maybe you should just play big buck hunter, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know why.
I agree. You should just practice. Now, if that headline would have read, a man gets angry with speeding car and throws beer can and unloads some buckshot, that would have been up north.
Residents fix pothole problem by filling it in with a recliner.
You know what? I don't think Florida gets potholes. I think they get sinkholes.
You're right.
I guess I would say Midwest on that.
You're absolutely right. It's from Grand Haven, Michigan.
Okay.
Just off North Beacon, in fact, in Grand Haven, there's a pothole that's big enough for a chair to fit in it. And that's exactly what they've been doing. Okay. So, you know, construction jobs pretty laid back over there in Grand Haven. All right.
I hope it's a reclining one. I hope it is a recliner, did you say? Or is it an easy chair? Yeah. It's a recliner. No,
a lazy boy. I mean, it's the same sort of. Recliner.
Nice.
And of course, what compilation isn't complete with a little dude daddy? That's right. Taylor Kalmus, episode 193. Here you go.
So you're back at Casa de Kalmus.
Thank you.
You've stayed with us quite a few times now. Have you been enjoying your stay?
I love how this interview just turned into your podcast.
So here's the thing. Charlie comes out here once in a while, spends a few nights in our basement. We enjoy having you. You're good with the kids.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Always make the bed. You'll never believe this about Chuck. He makes the bed before he leaves. He always makes the bed.
That's always a big question, dude. I always, as a Midwest people pleaser, I'm sitting here thinking too, like, I want to be a good guest. Well, I make your bed?
There's three options.
Yes.
You either make the bed.
Yep.
You either don't do anything and just leave it kind of slept in looking.
Yeah.
Or the third option is you pull the sheets up and you lay them in the middle of the mattress that basically says, I know you're going to do this laundry.
Yeah.
But I don't like that third option because it implies that we really need to do the laundry.
Do you remember when you came and stayed in my house in Milwaukee, in my duplex?
Oh,
and you got in the bed and there was a pack of cigarettes.
Like, who was here last?
It was Billy Deuce.
Okay.
And I told you that I prepared the room. See, I'm not, like, if they don't look noticeably dirty and someone was only there a couple nights, I mean, assuming sleeping in your basement that I'm sleeping. Although I did see.
Those sheets are clean.
I did see you sent me a picture with just a gun and a toilet paper roll saying I made the bed for you. That was fun. Yeah. I'll show you guys that picture.
Yeah. Yeah, throw that up in there.
Won't share the text message.
100%. I'm not stripping the sheets after you leave. You've only been here one night.
And I'm a pretty clean guy. I don't sweat. Well, I do have some night sweats, actually.
I don't know. Like, what's
You might want to wash some sheets. I'm going to be honest with you. But you know what,
frankly? Roll them up and put them in the middle, and I'll know you're gross.
Yeah. So, okay. So you don't want to wash your sheets. You would prefer I just leave the sheets on when I make the bed. Because the last time I think I took the sheets off, put them in the washer or the dryer.
If you're going to wash them for us.
No, I'm not going to wash them. I'm going to put them in the washing machine because I don't want to wake you up with the sound of it.
So we're going to come down and find dry sheets in the washer and go, he didn't even start it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's what you would have found the last time I was here. But I had left early, very early in the morning.
Is this the normal type of content you do on this?
No, but I'm happy.
Talking sheets.
I think sheets I've been trying to do this sketch forever of like the sheets thing, but I haven't found a good way to do it because it's like, hey, I'm just going to do the sheets before. Do not touch those. What? Not touch the sheets. No, I got to do them. You know, they're fine. They're fine. Okay.
Oh, yeah. But like,
so I don't want to make you do them. I like doing the sheets. Do you like doing the sheets? Or do you just...
I hate making a bed. But I'm so bad at it. He gives me so much crap because I don't know how to do the little folds and make it, you know. I think all sheets should be fitted sheets. They should just make a second fitted sheet that doesn't have the one end. So you can just slide under that.
Yes. Yeah, a little pocket.
A bed pocket.
Bed pocket.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That's a good idea.
And then as an extra blanket, you can have the bed handkerchief. So there's just a blanket sticking out of it.
Basically, you know? It's a sleeping bag that wraps over your mattress and you just slide into that.
Yeah.
And then it makes itself because it's spandex and it's tight.
It's 2024 and we're still making
Let's
our
do
beds.
This. Let's
We've
do
been
this.
Making our beds since like what? The 17th? The 17 BCs.
I've
still
been making my
bed
since 2011 when I got married.
This year we had Milwaukee Brewers left fielder, future Hall of Famer, Christian Yelich from episode 197. Here it is.
Which sausage do you root for in the sausage race?
You know what? That's a great question, Colleen.
Well, we always root for... We always just root for a good show in the dugout. You know, we want to see.
You don't want to be political and choose one right now.
We want to see everybody laying it out on the line out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes people fall hard in that race. And you're like, oh my. And it's usually like right in front of our dugout because they've gotten some speed, you know. And
yeah.
They're kind of coming around like the home stretch and like they're trying to win. I've never put it on, but people say it's like kind of top heavy. Have you ever done it?
No, I haven't done it, but I've heard that.
People say it's like top heavy. So everyone always goes like face first, like right into the ground.
Oh,
some people hit it hard and you're like, I hope.
Right on the face.
Like,
too.
I hope you're okay. Cause there's been some pretty like loud ones and everyone's like, oh God.
So yeah, I mean that Milwaukee's got a lot of dangerous things like that. It's not just a sausage race; it's going down Bernie's slide. Have you gone down that thing?
One time, yeah.
Oh my God! How did they let you go down?
I didn't. I just did it. They probably wouldn't have let me do it, but I just kind of did it. But You go down way faster than you think. I didn't think it was that fast. You're kind of hauling ass down that thing.
So
it surprised me a little bit, and I was like, "Oh, okay, I can see how people get hurt on this thing."
When did you go down it?
It was a few years ago. I was doing like a production day or something at the stadium one day. It was on an off day and we were up there shooting some stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to go down the slide. And everybody that was there was like, I have nothing to do with this. Like, this is all on your own. Like, they all kind of like turned their back. Like, I'm not looking.
Did you go down the burlap sack or just your jeans?
I think I did.
Yeah.
I don't remember how I did it. I just remember I went down and I remember going down and going at the bottom of it. I was like, you're coming in a little hotter than you think. Okay, I get it. Because the Dodger reporter a few years ago, he like broke his forearm and like, ribs and stuff going down the slide.
I mean, it's gnarly. I went down and my parents went down. And at first you're like, how bad could it be? But there is like a drop, like you're on a roller coaster kind of moment
like
that.
And there's like a pad down there and everything for like you to hit. I didn't really know that either.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you go down it again?
Yeah, at some point. Yeah,
at probably. Some point. Yeah, retirement kind of a
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever signed?
A hooter?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things. Yeah, I mean.
Oh wow.
I feel like that's happened before. A baby.
You like signed a baby.
Like, actual
you
signed skin?
My baby. No, I didn't want to do it on that. I was like, it was like the shirt. I was like, I'll sign like the back of the shirt or something like that.
But oh, that's good.
I was a little uncomfortable with that one. I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I want to do. I don't know if I want to do that.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. President Biden just signed that bill averting a government shutdown, avoiding a holiday horror for federal workers and those needing disaster relief. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We are really grateful that tonight, in bipartisan fashion, with overwhelming majority of votes, we passed the American Relief Act of 2025.
People are not relieved, though, if they're traveling for the holiday with packed airports and trains. Tiffany Stanley is with AAA.
People are prioritizing family. You know, after the pandemic, we saw every single year travel for the holiday season has ticked up and up and up. And, you know, this is no different.
The death toll is up to at least 5 in Germany after a car plowed into a busy Christmas market. CBS's Anna Norskiewicz.
As the investigation into the motives of yesterday's attacker continue, the police have confirmed that one of the dead is a small child. Due to the severity of some of the injuries, the death toll is expected to rise.
CBS News Brief, I'm Allison Keys.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks fall in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Cavaliers 124-101. Milwaukee fell behind by 11. At one point, they were down by 36 points. Damian Lillard did not play. He has a strained right calf muscle. Head coach Doc Rivers.
We were flat early. You know, actually contemplating not playing anybody in the second half, honestly. I just thought we were flat, tired, whatever you want to call it. You know, tonight, there's no barometer. There's no read on tonight's game. I'm just going to say that. We learned nothing.
The Bucks are back on the floor tonight at home against the Washington Wizards. NFL, the Packers held practice getting ready for Monday Night Football against the Saints. Wide receiver Christian Watson on adjusting to the winter weather at Lambeau Field.
I mean, we're out here playing football for a living, so I mean, we got to find a way to enjoy it, and we definitely do. I mean, when you're standing and still for a little bit too long, you think in your head, oh, this kind of sucks, but I mean, when you're out there playing ball, it's definitely fun. Just don't stand around too long.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today with highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, 15. Partly sunny and 32 on your Sunday. For Sunday night, clouds and 31. Chance of rain and snow on Monday with a high near 40 degrees. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and a high of 37.
It's 14 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New York City Mayor Eric Adams was denied access to over $4 million in matching public funding for his 2025 campaign due to questions over an ongoing federal investigation and accusations of financial mismanagement. The U.S. Department of Justice filed charges against the mayor in September, charging him with taking campaign donations from foreign nationals and businessmen, allegedly using straw donors to make them appear as legitimate donations. He is also accused of doing favors in exchange for luxury travel and attempting to conceal these transactions, according to the DOJ. The New York City Campaign Finance Board ruled December 16th that Mayor Adams' request for $4.5 million in matching funds would be denied. The chair of the board said in a statement, "After thoroughly reviewing all available information, including the details of the indictment of Mayor Adams, the board has determined there is reason to believe the Adams campaign has engaged in conduct detrimental to the matching funds program in violation of law, including the Campaign Finance Act and board rules." New York City's campaign finance system provides an 8-to-1 match for small donations of $250 or less for mayor and $175 for city council. Such small donor financing systems promote transparency, discourage big money, and encourage less affluent candidates to run. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
If you're just tuning into Civic Media, my name's Charlie Behrens. This is the Cripes Cast, and I hope you enjoy it. This year we had Milwaukee Brewers left fielder, future Hall of Famer, Christian Yelich from episode 197. Here it is.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever signed?
A Hooter?
A lot of things.
Oh, wow.
I feel like that's happened for a baby.
You like signed a baby?
Like,
you signed
my baby? No, I didn't want to do it on that. I was like, it was like the shirt. I was like, I'll sign like the back of the shirt or something like that.
But oh, that's good.
I was a little uncomfortable with that one. I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I want to do that.
How old was the baby?
Like, very young. Very
young.
Oh, like,
really?
Yeah.
Just came out, kind of.
Yeah. I was like, ah.
Wow.
So I don't know if I'm comfortable.
That is a weird one, man.
Insisted on it. So I was like,
yeah.
All right. And right on the.
They're just at the stadium holding them over the deal.
Turned around and just right on the back.
Right on the back.
Back of the shirt. But
yeah. Back of the shirt. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Cause there might be a blowout later in the game.
Yeah.
And then so back of the shirt, signature's, you know, gone. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's weird, but it's like, it's just like unique. Like, it's a little sign of baby.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is unique. What else? Anything else weird?
I'm sure I can't think of, I mean, you name it. You've probably signed it at this point.
Signed boobs.
I feel like that's happened once or twice, but
have you signed a man boob?
I feel like most things. Yeah. I've had someone get it, like had signed somebody's like arm or something. They get it tattooed. Like,
oh, wow.
All kinds of things, which, you know, cool. You know?
Have you ever signed a man boob? When you signed the man boob, was it a shaved chest or were you off-roading with the pen?
I don't know. I don't know if I was like locked into it as much of like, let's just get this done.
Eyes closed.
Let's just get this done.
I do a little signature and then a circle around the nipple.
Yeah. Have you? What's the weirdest thing you've signed?
I have signed pectorals on mostly males, believe it or not. I've signed a lot of boobs.
Yeah.
Most of them are men's boobs.
All right.
And I've signed a prosthetic leg. Couple of them, actually.
I think I've done that too.
That's a good one.
I think I've done that. Casts, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
That's a nice one. Remember when I threw out the first pitch?
Yeah.
And you caught it?
Yeah. You bounced it.
Dude, I did not. I did not.
You didn't bounce it.
Why would you do that? Now you said it. Now people.
You yanked it, but
we
got it in the air. We did get it.
Okay.
In the air.
Okay. Let me just say this. Yeah. Thank you for catching, because had you not been, I would have bounced it. You caught it right before.
Yeah, we saved it. I told you it would be in good hands.
I did yank it, though.
Good hands.
Yeah.
But if you're not on the mound, it's like you haven't really thrown off. People don't account for that when they're throwing out the first pitch. That's why people will yank it or sail it or spike it straight in the ground. Is because when you're on that slope, people that have never done it,
yeah,
they don't realize like how it kind of changes things when you're on the slope, you know, like flat ground, like just throwing a ball is different than when you're like on the mound. And then you have like that drop in the slope, and then that's where people end up pulling it or spiking it straight into the ground. So you did pretty good.
Thank you.
So that's probably why you pulled it, is honestly because of the slope. But other than that, it was probably dead on if we were flat.
Okay, so in terms of embarrassment, though, like let's rank it. Okay,
that's perfect.
So if you yank it or you pull it, it's okay. If you sail it, not as great. But if you put it in the dirt, it's the worst. Yeah, is that fair?
You don't want to put it in the dirt.
Yeah,
but you did a good job. Like if the ball is caught, good first pitch. You know, like if it's catchable, You're fine.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, it was catchable technically, but I had a great catcher. Here's part of my conversation with my Grandma Sue, Aunt Mary, and Grandma Sue's friend Lois from episode 204.
So you haven't been on the dating apps, Mary? You're not on the dating apps?
I'm not on Catholic Match. Well, I am. I have a lot of people looking at my profile, but they're usually like 70, 75 years old.
Well, how old is too old at this
How old
point?
Are you, Mary?
Well, my profile says 49 to 50.
You know what?
So 70, 75 is too high.
You really said 49 to 50?
I did.
Well, they
and
don't.
She's 66.
I am not 66, Sue.
How old are you? You just had a birthday.
Yeah, 66.
I told you, 49.
She's 66.
Willing to go up to 55.
Mary, listen, we have a lot of dedicated listeners to the Christ cast.
Yeah,
I bet
right.
you out there, maybe there's someone who's seeking a gal like you, so let's build your dating profile. Her name is Mary Cerny.
Charlie, stop!
66 years
stop,
old.
Stop, I'm not 66.
Just Mary,
just listen.
Be honest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't start out with a lie.
Guys,
don't start out with a lie. Yeah, is right.
Get it down on the right foot. Now, Lois and Grandma Sue, I want to explain to you how these dating apps work. They ask you a bunch of questions, assuming you guys aren't already on them yourselves.
Not me.
They ask you a bunch of questions to kind of let people get a sense of who you are. So
yes.
What questions do you think Mary should answer so a fella out there can get a sense of who she is?
Charlie,
Grandma,
stop!
Grandma, first question for Aunt Mary. What do you think a fella would want to know about her?
Oh, my God.
I think her interests.
Mary, what are your interests?
Charlie, stop.
Mary?
No, that would be the first thing they would want.
I know this. Yes. Sex is not one of them.
Okay. How do you know that sex is not one of her interests? That's a good question.
Oh, my gosh.
Mary, what are you doing back there? Why do you have your phone up?
Save me.
I tell it like it is.
Why are you so far down there, Mary?
Because I'm dying. Stop.
All right, Mary, what are your interests?
I'm not telling you.
Mary.
Stop with the dating crap,
Charlie. Okay, Mary, I'm just asking for my own interests. Just a nephew trying to get to know his aunt a little bit more. What are your interests? What do you like doing?
Oh, another one is animals. She loves animals.
That's an interest.
Animals.
Mary
That's
loves
right.
animals. Mary, what is your favorite animal? And please don't say Reagan. All right.
He's my baby.
We'll start with Reagan. Mary, I think it's important for this dating app that the fellas know that you do come with a dependent, a very dependent. His name is Reagan. How old is Reagan, Mary?
He's 15.
15 years old. He is, and how old is that in dog years?
10-7.
So 7 times 5, that's 35.
30.
So 5, carry the 3, 7. He's 105 years old in dog years.
Charlie.
What?
Leave.
I think he's ready to kick the bucket.
No, he's not.
No, he acts like a puppy. He
These
really
dogs
does.
Can live till they're 25.
Really?
Shut
yes.
up. What kind?
No, yeah. I'm not kidding.
What kind of dog is he?
He's a little dog.
Well, what?
He's a mini Shih Tzu.
Oh.
Mini Shih Tzu. In 0.9 okay. miles, Charlie, take a left on East State.
I always knew he was a little all right, so Mary, you have...
You know, Charlie, when he was laying on the floor and we thought he was dying, you looked at him and you shook your head and you said, you know...
Is it left right here, Mary?
Yeah, 0.6 on East State Street.
No, this is...
Oh, is this East State?
State? No, it's not State. That's...
Charlie, you had...
Next stop sign.
Cordella.
Next stop sign, turn left on East State.
All right.
0.4 miles.
He's got it on his, I think.
See, fellas, Mary makes a great passenger princess. You know, she's not telling you how to drive.
Charlie.
She's not backseat driving. Dude, Mary, don't.
Mary!
Do not distract the driver.
I have. Do you want him to quit? Mary, stop it.
I'll bite your...
Mary, stop it.
Stop it. All right.
Charlie, when we thought my dog was dying,
yes.
You came into the living room and yes. You looked down at him,
yep.
And all you said was, "Doesn't look good."
That's not all.
There wasn't any empathy.
Well, no, that's not true. Rufus and I started taking bets for how long he was going to live, and I lost. I took an hour. Rufus took 5 hours, and that damn dog's still alive.
All right, well, we got pulled over, folks.
What the hell? You weren't speeding, were you?
No.
Maybe he knows Charlie. Oh.
It's her fault. It's her fault.
Yeah, you should use an expired registration on the vehicle.
I knew it! I knew it!
What?
You got an expired registration. Who didn't do it?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean?
It's expired. It's of last year.
What? License plate?
Yep.
Oh, I guess the new sticker fell off.
Gotcha. You trying to bribe me here with
money?
I
you got money
no,
out.
No, but
that
I,
was for Culver's, allegedly.
Yeah, this is for...
Now we won't be able
Grandma,
to
stop
it.
Trying to bribe them.
No, I did put
the sticker
on.
That works in
Lapon.
It doesn't work in Portage.
No, you have a 23 sticker on. It's not 24 one.
I put the new sticker on, but... It must have fell off or something.
Well, even when you run the plate, it still comes back to spine.
23?
Yep.
Oh,
she
dear.
Ever paid for
I must not have even...
It won't tell us that. It just says if it's expired.
Did you want to take her in?
Take her in.
So I know. I got nice pink ones here.
All pink tops.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? You no longer won $30 in this car.
So why did
put
you
it in my brassiere.
Policeman money?
Yeah.
I headed out for the ice cream.
Oh.
Here.
I wasn't giving him money. That's the $30 you handed me, Mary.
This is only 20.
There's Charlie. A 30 and a 10. A 20 and a 10.
Unfold it, Mary.
I did.
Mary, there's a 10 right there,
oh,
Mary.
Yeah. We'll keep it for the ice cream.
No, I think...
We might not be getting ice cream.
I don't give a rip. We're having ice cream.
Ice cream's only for good boys and girls that pay for their registration.
Honest to God, I don't believe this. And I don't pay attention to it, you know?
Well, you know, I tell you, it was one of them things that...
When was it due? 23.
June.
Yeah, 5th, but what month?
June 5th of 23. Yeah, so it's about a year.
Oh,
over
here.
Here we
Here's
go.
The insurance.
We got that. That's actually
God, yeah, that
up to date.
Give that back to you. Okay. Is Cecilia? Is your address still up to date and everything on the DOT?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I've only been there 60 years.
Oh, fair enough. I don't have a printer in my car. I got an old car. Unfortunately, I gotta send you a ticket in the mail, okay?
Okay.
If you wish to fight, it'll be in the top left of it, okay?
Oh, we're fighting.
If I get it when I get back and I get that thing, and how much is the ticket?
I think it's like $98.
Oh, that's
She just lost that at the casino, so I don't...
And then I gotta go back and win it all.
You gotta turn around, guys.
No, I'll get it from Charlie.
Alright, that's how it's gonna go.
Questions for me at all.
No, we're all good.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate you.
Seriously, thank you.
Thank you.
Take her easy, guys. Enjoy Culver's.
Hey. I still would like to see you use those pink cups.
God, Mary! Jeez! That's sexual harassment of an officer. All right. Sorry. We're going to go before we get more.
The fuzz wore off on it. Take her easy, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for the big ticket.
Nothing like
$100.
Mary.
A lot. We lost more money.
You know,
yeah,
I
wanted them to take her away.
Mary, I think you should pay it because you won.
I think you should pay it too, Mary.
I'll end up paying it regardless.
Well, here I didn't think we had a podcast, and now Mary tries to sexually harass an officer, tries to bribe him with sex.
Oh, here's Connor's.
Big one now.
Grandma tries to bribe him with money.
I didn't know. I wasn't doing that.
Why
I just
did
aired
you
my hand.
Money, Sue?
good to me.
Oh, so now someone's not buckled, you know?
I'm not.
At least the insurance is up to date.
Yeah.
All right, here we go to Culver's.
Well, that's a
big old wet blanket, big $98 wet blanket.
This is going to be an expensive.
What's that?
What can I make fresh for you today?
Oh, make fresh. Nice. We're looking for some ice cream. What do you guys want?
Ice cream cone. I want an ice cream cone.
Could I get one ice cream cone?
No,
I'm
wondering.
What flavors? We got vanilla, chocolate in the same cone.
Twist.
And then a mint cookie.
I'll have the twist.
She'll have the twist.
And can I get a sugar cone?
We have a cake cone and waffle cone.
Yeah, the waffle cone.
The waffle cone, gotcha.
Twist and a waffle cone.
All the same.
Two of them.
Make it easy.
So two twists and a waffle cone.
What's a twist?
Mary?
It's vanilla and chocolate mixed.
Well, I'll have the twist.
So three twists and a waffle cone. Do you guys have the walleye, right? No, you don't.
We do not have walleye.
Okay. And then could I do a chocolate... malt or a shake, chocolate shake. Here, that's for the ticket.
Charlie, just take
it. Oh, Charlie, really?
Yeah, I don't.
Don't.
Oh.
So give that back. I will pay for
the
ticket.
Shut up, Mary.
No, he's paying for the. He wants to pay for the ticket. Let him.
Yeah, see? That's how you handle that, Mary. Hello.
Charlie?
Yeah?
All right. That's going to be $17.89.
There you go.
How'd she know your name was
there? Do we have the seniors in the car?
Yeah. Do we get a discount for them or no?
Charlie included.
All right.
Three of them.
We just.
I wish I could, but I can only do it once.
Oh, only one. We just got a ticket from the local expired license. Do you guys have an expired tags discount? All right. That's all right.
The senior discount helps.
That's good. That's
a question should make you guys feel better after getting
it. Yeah, that's true.
Charlie, thank you. Are you sure you want to pay for that ticket?
Yeah.
Chocolate shake?
Thank you.
Should be bringing the cones out.
All right.
You want some napkins?
You guys want napkins?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they'll need napkins. Thank you very much. There you go. There's the napkins. All right. Oh, here we go. Thanks. Yes, yep. Okay. There's one. Thank you. There you go, Lois. Did you want dinner for me? You want a burger here, Lois?
No.
I can order one right now. Okay, thank you.
Do you need any napkins?
We got napkins. Thank you so much.
Can I have some more napkins?
Oh,
napkins?
Boy.
Yeah.
I guess so.
He doesn't have one. Lois,
thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Mary?
Thank you, sir.
All right, have a good one. Thank you. Mary,
thank you.
There you go. All right, well, what lessons did we learn here, guys?
That's a speed.
Don't speed. I wasn't speeding, Lois.
No, but the lesson we learned is to make sure that your license plate is up to date.
Don't blame your grandma for being pulled over.
Do you remember when grandma said that it was up to date and he was like, actually, I ran the place. The sticker did not fall off. It wasn't a defective stick on the sticker. I got pulled over for having expired plates also this year, and I had a gun in the car.
Oh, you're kind of be kidding me.
And the police officer took my picture, and he let me off with nothing.
You're kidding.
Not even a warning.
Why didn't this guy take your picture?
Because you told him to put the pink cuffs on, you pervert.
No. I told him to put the pink cuffs on, too. I told him to take you away, and he said, I do have pink handcuffs.
He does have pink handcuffs.
Mm-hmm. And then you asked him to use the handcuffs before he left. Remember that?
On Sue.
Mm-hmm.
Not on himself.
I can rewind the tape there.
Did we tape that?
It was all on tape.
Oh, good.
That's taped.
Mm-hmm. $100.
Well, I'll tell you this much, that I will now be aware every year whether or not I get that in the mail.
Culver's is good.
We'll take my car next time.
Yeah, somebody better offer to take the car.
It's me.
It's quite the Baron's move, though.
So, Charlie, you got picked up, too?
Yeah, I got pulled over.
Did you tell him your thing fell off, too?
I said, oh, it's not? I played dumb. I really didn't know. I don't pay attention to that, you know?
Nor do I.
Oh, good stuff, guys. Well...
Charlie. Oh, I feel bad.
For what?
Because I spoiled the day by not having my car up to par.
Yeah. Luckily, nobody cares. Victimless crime.
I'm so glad you weren't speeding.
Yeah, me too. Double the fun right there. Well, Portage's finest. Can't let sneak anything past that.
Yeah, let me tell you, I'm not going to Portage ever again.
We put that guy through the ringer. We tried to bribe him. Mary tried to handcuff him to her bed. That fell wasn't gonna budge.
I wasn't talking. Charlie, I asked if he could.
Yeah, it's all on tape, Mary. It's on this tape, and it's on his body cam.
He doesn't have a body cam.
He did. I was looking at it. Beautiful day, guys. Beautiful day.
It is.
It only cost Charlie $1,000 today.
You have an expensive grandma, Charlie.
Now we go to Los Angeles, where I was shooting a Target commercial with my buddy Miles Montplaisir, Penholderness, and Taylor Kalmus, the husbands of Target. And we did a little podcast in my hotel room. Here is episode 211.
We are here in Los Angeles, Penn and Taylor and Miles and I, because several years ago, Taylor had this idea to do Husbands of Target. And he called us all together. He called us all together to a Target parking lot.
And each one of you individually said what?
Each?
I don't know. Could work.
I will be honest.
I don't think I think that could be where the questions asked, like what each person said.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think you said it was, you're like, yeah, that could be cool. You were on board. You're like, yeah, let's do that.
No, I was like, let's do that, but we're also going to do a music video.
Yeah.
Which got like 12
views. So, if I go back. Yeah. I reached out to Penn, actually Miles too, both of them, months before they responded to me. Okay. And then your manager told you needed to do collabs. He's like,
Yeah.
And then you reached out to me.
You were my first collab. I'm weird about collabs. You guys are great.
You guys were each other's first collab.
I was his first collab. Yeah. He wasn't my first.
He's been around the block.
Yeah. I was a collab virgin.
Just say
really.
Yeah, I was.
In the collab world, he might be the neighbor.
Well, I collab with my wife.
Like that's like the way our channel works is.
Yeah. Well, you can get outside of your wife.
Well, Taylor,
that's true.
Yeah,
it worked out great.
And then Miles, I reached out to Miles because he lives in Fargo. My wife is from Fargo, so I was up there all the time. And he did not respond. And then I did a video about Fargo that went viral. And then he slid into my DMs.
Oh, he was chasing
in
that
clout.
In my
defense, I had so many DMs.
All right, that's probably valid.
No,
probably
I'm just valid. Kidding.
No, I ignored you.
No, yeah. I'm really bad at that portion business is responding. Like, and
so what was your response, Charlie?
My response? Well, first of all, Taylor got in touch with me because he and Miles did something. And then Taylor called me and we had a nice conversation. I remember I was on I-41 coming down.
I was in my backyard.
Oshkosh. What? You were in your backyard?
I was in my backyard in Van Nuys.
I was going right over Lake Butamore. Mm-hmm. And we were talking.
I was facing south.
That's all the time we have for now, folks. But if you want to listen to my full conversation, check out the Cripescast anywhere you get your podcasts.
So roll out the barrel and get the band brewing. Life's got you down. Just keep her moving. It's on Wisconsin. The Badgers say it's the old Wisconsin Jubilee.
You know, sometimes when you're ice fishing, you put your foot into walleye hole and go ass over tea kettle and you think you're done. No, you gotta keep her moving.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation.
540 WAUK.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for an all-new live show. We'll preview the big Monday night football game, the Green Bay Packers. Brady Ewing will be here, and many more surprises. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey K., a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments, and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Allison Keyes. President Biden signs a bill into law that averts a government shutdown amid the holiday season after days of turmoil on Capitol Hill. CBS's Wendy Gillette with details.
The bill does include $100 billion in disaster aid and $10 billion to help farmers.
We need this assistance in farm country. If we don't get some help, a lot of farmers are not able to survive and to move into next year.
A government shutdown would have furloughed hundreds of thousands of federal workers and forced others, including employees with the Transportation Security Administration, to work without pay. Wendy Gillette.